Iraqi citizens living in the United States may register beginning today to vote in their home country's upcoming election. Nearly a quarter million Iraqi Americans are thought to be eligible to participate, but frustration over the limited number of registration sites and polling places is tempering excitement. From San Diego, NPR Scott Horsley reports.
For Iraqi exile Shak Hanish, this month's election is a historic opportunity, one that's been many years in the making.
To me, it was like a dream coming true, because I lived all my life to see the day that Iraqi people would choose their own and truly representatives.
But Hanish's good feelings turned to anger when he learned there would be no polling place here in San Diego, his home for the last 24 years, and home to the nation's third largest Iraqi immigrant population. Adults living in the U.S. can vote in the upcoming election if they or their fathers were born in Iraq, but first they have to register. Hanish complains for would-be voters in San Diego that means two round trips to a distant polling place in less than a month, traveling some 100 miles each way.
I will go to vote, but the great majority will not bother, probably to go for a different reason, business, work, and other issues.
Hanish and other San Diego Iraqis called a news conference last week to protest the sighting of the West Coast polling place, originally advertised as Los Angeles. Tinu Shad, who represents a Kurdish group, complains San Diego's Iraqi community is 10 times the size of L.A.'s.
30,000 persons in San Diego to be sacrificed for the sake of 3,000 in L.A., that is not justice.
Altogether, there are five Iraqi voting centers in the U.S. The others are in Detroit and Chicago, which have the nation's two biggest Iraqi communities, and in Nashville and Washington, D.C. After last week's protest, California's polling place was shifted to Orange County, slightly closer to San Diego, but not enough to satisfy some local Iraqis. Stephen Lennon, a spokesman for the Swiss-based group that's running the election, says the location has to serve Iraqis up and down the West Coast.
There's a large concentration of Iraqi citizens in San Francisco also, who have a further distance to travel than those in San Diego. Indeed, the San Diegan population is closer to a polling site than many, many groups of Iraqis in the United States.
Still, the lack of a polling place in San Diego has fed Middle Eastern-style suspicion among some people here. Most Iraqis in San Diego are Kurds or Chaldeans, minorities in their home country. Shak Hanish wonders if election organizers are deliberately trying to exclude them for partisan reasons.
Chaldeans are Christians. No matter for whom they are voting, they will vote for secular democratic forces or parties or coalitions.
Chaldeans also dominate the Iraqi community around Detroit, where there is a local polling place. Last week, a dozen members of Congress from California wrote to election organizers, urging them to add two new polling places in San Diego and North Central California. But with registration beginning today, organizers say that's impossible. Organizers echo the Bush administration in saying the U.S. portion of the election will go forward as planned, even if it's less than perfect. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.